Geometry naturally occurs in a vibrating fluid. I was greatly relieved when I found the work of Dr. Hans Jenny, who found that this geometry appears quite naturally in a fluid by simply vibrating it. Almost immediately, I realized this was the big piece I had been missing, and I was thrilled. In his cymatics research, Dr. Jenny took ordinary water and filled it with tiny free-floating particles known as colloids. These particles will not sink because they are so small. They are in suspension. When Dr. Jenny then vibrated the water at different frequencies, the particles immediately assembled themselves into clear and beautiful three-dimensional geometries. Each pattern stayed nice and still, maintaining the same shape, but there was a great deal of rotational movement within the shape itself. The particles were always on the move. Long, curving loops were also seen emerging from each point of the geometry, showing a constant particle flow from one area to another and a curving pattern to contrast with the straight lines in the geometry itself. As long as he didn't change the shape of the fluid, the same geometric pattern would again reappear each time he played a certain frequency of sound. Thus, you could have the same fluid with the same particles show a number of different geometric patterns. Every time you played a certain frequency, the same geometry would return, almost as if by magic. Higher frequency sounds created more complex geometry and vice versa. Furthermore, when Dr. Jenny vibrated a larger area of water, instead of just seeing one shape emerge, he got multiple copies of the same pattern, all lined up in nice, neat, organized rows. These patterns seemed to resemble a group of atoms forming a larger structure. Was this the big secret to how all of physical matter really formed? It certainly looked that way. It appears that as the frequency of the energy streaming into the Earth increases, the complexity of the geometry that is structuring the continents, fault lines, and volcanic ridges increases as well, moving from tetrahedron to cube octahedron to our current pattern. By 1996, I had already realized that geometry must be the big secret to understanding energy, matter, the mechanisms responsible for biological life, and even consciousness, although I didn't find the proof in Jenny's work until later on. If we want to find out exactly what coherence looks like in a fluid, we look no further than these five basic Platonic solids. The tetrahedron, cube, octahedron, icosahedron, and dodecahedron. Mathematicians already know these shapes have more symmetry, as in more coherence, than any others. Simply put, each of them will fit perfectly in a sphere, and each point is equidistant from its neighbors. Each side of the geometry has the same shape, and every internal angle will also be the same. Quantum geometry, the big secret. Physicists were always looking for the missing link that could unify the very large with the very small. Now that there were clear and obvious geometric patterns in the Earth, it seemed very likely that if we are truly dealing with a unified field model, the patterns we see on a larger scale would also appear in quantum mechanics. Atoms, rather than being a bunch of seemingly solid particles whirling around a nucleus, could now be reimagined as geometric patterns of flow within the fluid-like energy of the source field. When you increase the frequency of vibration, the geometry becomes more complex. Once we understand how this principle really works, it might also lead to the transmutation of elements, such as the classic alchemist's dream of turning lead into gold.